And this is Ozarks at Large. Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo, our house band for today, will play for us again in just a bit. This week, Talk Business and Politics released its latest poll, and this one is Northwest Arkansas-centric. The poll sought opinions from residents in Benton and Washington counties about fuel taxes, quality of life, and alcohol at Razorback games. Recently, the Southeastern Conference eased rules on the possibility of selling beer and wine to spectators. That was the starting point for this week's conversation between Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics and John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Roby says the question of booze at Razorback games brought back a split decision.
42% say they're for it, 48% against it. I sense that those numbers might not be 100% accurate. What's your take? Should we have beer and wine at Razorback games?
There is beer and wine at Razorback games. There's whiskey.
Have you
ever gone to a tailgate?
Yes.
We have evolved into a culture. I once referred to Arkansas as a tailgate party masquerading as a state. And a tailgate party, that's the culture, particularly in the one game left at Little Rock, but in Fayetteville as well. I'm persuaded, I read a quote from Hunter Juracek.
Very good.
Our athletic director, who said he was inclined to think alcohol sales for the first three quarters to all legal age people with a nice price on it would be a good idea. He said it might lessen the binge drinking at the end of tailgate, and they could control it with the price and by discontinuing it after three quarters. Fine. But this is a classic, your findings. Dick Morris, a political consultant for Clinton, once said that Clinton was Saturday night Bill, Sunday morning Bill. And that's not just Clinton, but that's Arkansas.
Yeah. Describe that for people that aren't familiar
with that. Well, on Saturday night, you might carouse. You might drink a little bit. You might dance. You might do other things. But on Sunday morning, many people will show up for church and do that element of their lives. And this question, and there's a sort of a contradiction in that, a little bit, maybe. And this question sort of revealed it. It's 48, 42. Are you Saturday night ball game or are you Sunday morning? And also, your demographic breakdown, and I don't know whether the samples are big enough to mean anything, but it was hilarious to me. Males more than females want drinking. Young people more than older people want drinking in the stadium. Democrats and liberals want drinking more than conservatives and Republicans, which tells me that a young white male liberal wants booze in that stadium more than anybody else. Unfortunately, there is no young white male liberal in Arkansas at present with which I'm acquainted. Not to dismiss your subject as serious, I think it is, but that's the way I read it.
All right. We also asked the question about Sarah Sanders running for governor. Would that be good or bad for Arkansas? This is in a fairly Republican-rich area of the state here in Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. 37% said it would be good, 40 bad. There were certainly more Republicans than Democrats in that sample, I can tell you, by about 8 percentage points, and a pretty healthy independent, which leans Republican these days. So, what do you make of those results there, that maybe not quite the lock cinch that we have earlier heard about?
Not to me. I saw that, I know that you may think that, and I saw that Dr. Barth in his analysis said maybe we should delay the coronation. Your breakdown of pure Republican voters, and that was what, like 60 or above, or a high number?
It was a high number, yeah.
See, here's the point. The next governor of Arkansas will be chosen in the Republican primary. The Democrats are not going to win anything on a statewide basis in Arkansas as long as rural Arkansas voters are worried that Nancy Pelosi is going to turn us into San Francisco and that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to make us give up all our pickups and buy little subcompacts that we have to plug in. Somebody is going to come get their guns. It's just not going to happen. The action is in the Republican gubernatorial primary. So it matters not in the broad main that 40% think it'd be bad. It matters that she could probably, with Trump's backing and her daddy's backing and her own celebrity, defeat either or both Griffin and Rutledge. And thus is the nominee. She would win a general election then, much less than Asa Hutchinson would, because she'll have more negative. Also, that's no longer the defining Republican area of the state. Fayetteville is progressive. Bentonville is changing. First district and the fourth district, with white rural conservatives having gone wholesale Republican, are maybe more reflective of statewide Republicanism.
But those are two congressional districts that have massive population losses as well.
So. I know. I'm just telling you, there's still voters down there, and they tend to be, they've gone wholesale Republican. So I remain inclined to fast forward to her coronation.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can also read his columns at arkansasonline.com. And Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find out much more about the poll of more than 350 people in Washington and Benton counties at talkbusiness.net. And don't forget, if you can't always be with us at noon or 7, you can listen to us for free through a podcast. The Ozarks at Large podcast is available through services like Apple Podcasts and Stitcher, or wherever you might find podcasts. And again, it is absolutely free. And don't forget, you can also listen to past stories and interviews at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. And there, we also have links that allow you to share those stories and interviews through email and social media.